Good evening, everybody. We're going to be looking at the very first piece of Meha Shiloach, Parshas Toldos. We're learning tonight Le'ilu Nishmas, Helen Stein, Aleha Shalom, Maras Yachab, Bas, Rab Yehuda Lev. May the Nishmasa Eden, may the Nisham have an Aliyah. Ve'ela Toldos Yitzchak ben Avraham. Avraham Hailudes Yitzchak. So, of course, Rashi famously describes why the Torah would repeat Avraham Hailudes Yitzchak. Once we've been told Yitzchak ben Avraham, Avraham Hailudes Yitzchak is obviously redundant. So, Rashi famously says, L'fisha Hailetzani Hadar Oimrim, Me'avi Melech Nisabrasar. People said that he wasn't really born from Avraham and Sarah, but from Avimelech and Sarah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the cluster upon him of Yitzchak so much like Avraham's that it was clear, there was Eidus, that Avraham Hailudes Yitzchak. The Mei Shaloyach says as follows, Ksiv. It says in Divrei Hayomim, Dovr HaMelech says to his son, Im Tidrashenu Gimotzeiloch. You look for him, if you seek out the Ribbono Shel Olam, you will find. The pasuk fully reads, "Va'atah Shleima b'ni da eselakei avicha va'avdehu b'leiv shalem u'benefesh chafetzo kichol levavois v'chol yetsam achshavois mevin." HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows all of the levavois. He knows exactly what you want and what you care about. And again, as we read so many times in these svarim, it's the lev, it's the desire. What do you want? What's your passion? What's your cheshek? You want to know Hashem, you want to do what's right by Hashem and find out how to serve Hashem. Im tidrishenu yimotzeloch. Vim tazvenu. But if you abandon him, yaznichoch lo'ad. So he'll leave you, he'll abandon you forever. Says the Mei HaShiloach, hadrisha, to derish, to search and say, I want to see that the Ribbono Shel Olam's presence should be known and felt in this world. That's Avraham Avinu Alav HaShalom. V'hametzia, the manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Hu Yitzchak. As he's going to explain. Ki inyan Avraham Avinu haya, the whole point of Avraham Avinu's existence was shehaya mishtoikek tamid l'divrei Torah. He was constantly looking for the word of Torah, the guidance of Hashem. Divrei Torah doesn't mean, you know, a pshetl, or Dvar Torah to be saying a Dvar Torah at the meal. It means that everything in the world should be given its direction and we should know its purpose as Hashem intended it. Ma'oid, ma'oid. This is all he wanted. B'she yisparsem ba'olam ki Hashem yisbarach melech aleihem. Everything in the world, once we know its purpose, we know and understand its connection to the divine, then we obviously now see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and recognize him universally. This has a purpose, this has its goal, this is what Hashem wants. V'zois hu midas ahava. That's what ahava is. Because what is ahava after all? Ahava is to want something. Ahava is to want something and to want it to come to its full glory. Ahava is something not that you want necessarily selfishly. Ahava is when you recognize something as being so special and so pristine that its importance and its significance shines out with all that is good. That's when we receive good. To desire it, that's ahava. The mid of ahava of Avraham Avinu is the desire for Hashem. The desire that Hashem's Torah, meaning his guidance for all things, his purpose in all things, become known and available. That is, that Hashem's presence be known and felt. That's the desire, the tshuk of Avraham Avinu, that's his midas ahava. Umidas Yitzchak, humidas gvura. Hainu achashen is barer zois. After it's clear, there's a purpose in all things. And everyone begins with Avraham Avinu teaching this. Everyone begins to understand there's one melech, malche hamlochim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yered his galus Hashem yisbarach bo'elam hazeh. And now the presence of Hashem is known in this world. Who is the person whose very essence was a sense of purpose and direction? I am only Hashem's. I am to do only what Hashem desires. And I am pointedly devoted to Him, even that I would give up my life for Him, as he would have at the Akedah. That's the Gvura of Yitzchak. Yitzchak's Gvura is the presence of Hashem's asserted and spoken will. You looked at Yitzchak and what did you see? You saw devotion. Whatever Hashem wants, nothing will stop Yitzchak. He's unstoppable. That's the Midah of Gvura. Unstoppable. Yitzchak's care, Yitzchak's attention to all that it is that Hashem wants, to Hashem's will, that represents Gvura. He was the embodiment of Gvura. What does Hashem want? What is Hashem's purpose? Hashem wants something. Hashem does something. That's Hashem's Gvura. Yitzchak is an extension of that Gvura. V'zois yikare Gvura. Doing what Hashem wants, hearing the word of Hashem and implementation, that's Gvura. As the Gemara in Megillah says, when it quotes something that Moshe Rabbeinu heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Lashon of the Gemara is, Kach Shama Moshe Mipi HaGvura. It uses that expression. This is what Moshe heard, Mipi HaGvura. From strength, meaning assertive strength, pointed strength, purposefulness, which is in this world, the following is what we do. Yitzchak was an embodiment of that attitude. Yitzchak's mahus was Gvura. There was perfect parallel. He was perfectly in sync with the ultimate desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he stood for. And that's what he would carry out. So the way he puts it is that the Gvura of Hashem manifested in Yitzchak. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants something and would do something in this world, Yitzchak doing something in this world is an extension of God doing something in this world. It's a profound idea that when somebody is so much in line with, someone is in such affinity with the Ritzon HaBayre, that whatever the Bayre would do, this person would do. Whatever this person is doing, it's because the Bayre wants it done. That's Hashem's Gvura. Meaning, nothing will stop me from doing and following. No matter what, I'm doing the will of Hashem. Now, this is what results from Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu says, I want there to be, you should be seen in this world. Yitzchak is where you see Hashem. When you look at Yitzchak and you see that this is someone doing the will of Hashem, this is the accomplishment of Avraham's Midas Ahava, bringing down the presence of Hashem followed by Yitzchak to such a degree that you see the Gvuras Hashem in the Gvura of Yitzchak. V'zeh she'amar ha'kosov ve'ela told us Yitzchak ben Avraham, meaning, hainu, told us Yitzchak Avinu who pirsum his galus Hashem yisparach ba'olam hazeh. By having someone who is so completely devoted, so pointedly and 100% intent upon doing only that which Hashem wants and with perfection, it's as if you're witnessing the presence of Hashem in this world. It's almost like we have drawn, all of us, I'm sure, inspiration at some point in time when we've read about or seen pictures of or heard about some of the fantastic deeds of great men, so that they are inspiring. They're inspiring because it's not just that, oh, look what a great person can accomplish. Look what godliness there can be in a person. Look at the Gettlichkeit in a human being. It's almost like this is a presence of something greater than any human being manifesting in this person, because we hear that this person did, said, acted in a particular time, in a particular way. It inspires us because we say that's godliness in this person. It's like he's a shtiggot, there's a getlichkeit all about this person. That's what Avraham Avinu wanted, and that's what was achieved. That's what Yitzchak was. The hiskalus and the pirsum of Hashem Yisbarach in Olam Hazeh. What brought this gvura of Yitzchak into this world? That's the second part of the pasuk. Avraham hailed this Yitzchak. So everyone knows famously that the midah of Yitzchak is gvura. Me'ah Shaloach is saying that the pasuk is saying that that midah of Yitzchak is thanks to the fact that Avraham Avinu had such a tshuka, such a desire that there be this knowledge of Hashem in the world. Because of his ahava, the answer to his tshuka was, Hashem says, we'll have a Yitzchak, and the Yitzchak is going to be with such godliness that what you, Avraham, wanted will happen, will manifest in the life of Yitzchak. Avraham hailed this Yitzchak, hainu, al yedei tshukas Avraham hoisezois. Because that's what Avraham wanted. That's what his burning desire was for. Ki hatshuka hu midas Avraham. The desire, the passionate desire, especially of Avraham's at a time when the rest of the world is off in every which direction and cannot imagine that there is this one beneficent and kind and good God that is creator of all and master of all, ongoing. And Avraham Avinu says, but this is what I want. This is what I want everyone to see. The answer to that is Yitzchak. Because Yitzchak is that person who is just so completely devoted that you look at Yitzchak and you see the will of Hashem humanly being done and carried out. You witness the will of Hashem in the life, in the breath of Yitzchak Avinu.
Just when the word seems to be a little bit unholy. Right, in all the other ones, you know, the Bayolet, Banim, they know the Holid is a causative, word, so the causative, here shows Holid. So Avraham Holid was the cause through Avraham,
That's his point, and his point is that Holid this Yitzchak means not just that he gave rise to him biologically. Yeah. That's what it says, Yitzchak ben Avraham. Avraham Holid this Yitzchak means that the whole greatness of this man was something that we give credit to Avraham's tshuka. It's a credit to his desire that there be people like Yitzchak in the world who manifest that kind of pointed, dedicated, 100% dedication. That's what Avraham wanted. Hashem said, Yitzchak. Now, that kind of dedication, come what may, we know that that's Midas Gvura. Come what may, even the Akedah, Gvura. But it's Avraham Avinu and Ahavas Hashem, where he says, I want the world to see this. I want the world to know you. The answer to that, Tshuka, was Yitzchak. That's what Avraham Hoilid as Yitzchak comes to teach us. That's the ikar of this piece of Me'ah Shaloach. Now let's continue. He says a fantastic thing. He says for all of us, V'chein, Kol Divrei Torah Amitiyim, all truth of Hashem's guidance to us, all of Torah, Ein lehem haylada rak achar gaidel tshuka sheyishtoike ka'adam lehem. You have to want. You have to want to understand a mitzvah. You have to want to understand the depth and profundity of what Hashem's will is and what it means. You have to want to understand that Blat Gemara and understand its truth and realize how the essence of what is in this Blat Gemara is from Sinai, is Teres Moshe. You have to want. If you don't want, you'll scratch a surface maybe, but it won't become a part of you. You have to want. V'zegam King Inyan HaGemara, he gives a fascinating, let us call it a midrashic interpretation of a Blat Gemara above Mitzia in the beginning of Perek HaZov. Masne Le Rebbe, the Rebbe Shimon Bray, Rebbe taught his son Rebbe Shimon Bial Dusay. When his son was a youngster, he taught him that Hakesef kaina es hazahav. Ubizeknoi say, as an older gentleman, Rebbe taught his son that zahav is kaina es hakesef. So first let's understand what the Mishnah simply means. The discussion there is about when a person is exchanging silver coins for gold coins, who is considered the one who's purchasing with money, and who is the one who is selling coins that typically are not in circulation, or that are worth so much that you would pay with coins to buy them. That's the question. The question is whether Zahav, because it's so pricey, is always that which you would pay. If you're paying gold, so then we consider it as if the gold is purchasing the kesef. Or since most commonly it's kesef that you use to buy things, so it's the kesef that's purchasing the gold. The kesef, the silver, is buying the gold. The difference being, when is the kinyan made? When someone picks up something, that's when the deal is final. Now the question is, in this case, will the deal be final when someone who's buying the silver picks up the silver? Because it's being paid for by the gold? Or will the deal be final when you pick up the gold, because it's being paid for by the silver? Remember, when you buy a commodity, it becomes yours when you pick it up. Not when you pay for it. When you pick it up. So that's the question the Gemara there is dealing with. Is Zav kind of Kesef, or is Kesef kind of Zav? Hainu, however, he says, what this is a remez to, what this hints to is, Hainu, ki biyaldus shal ha'adam, in the youth of a person, yesh goydel tshuka, when you're young, there's an exuberance and there's an excitement for Torah. You hear a Dvar Torah and you wish to repeat it. You learn a shir, you learn your first Rabbi Kiva Eger, and there's an excitement, you're wide-eyed. Hainu, Dvar Torah l'amitam yikaru b'shem zahav. So you are going to acquire the zahav via kesef. The kesef hainu tshuka uchsifa. You see, in Hebrew, kesef doesn't only mean silver. Kisufin means desire. Kinichsef nichsafti. Right? Nichsef nichsafto. And nichsefa v'gam kol sanafshi, David HaMelech says. But the strong, passionate desire is called kisufin. It's kesef. When you're young, you have this strong, passionate desire for the Zahav, for the Torah. So Rebbe said to his son, when he was younger, when Rebbe was younger, he said that the Kesef is kind as Hazav. Aval bezikna, then you get older. Tzarech ha'adam levakesh, shelo yusar mimenu hacheshek ledivrei Torah. You have to really ask, Hashem, please, I want to have the cheshik that I used to have for that blat gemara. I want to have that cheshik for a dover of kedusha. And in depth, I want to be able to once again study. I want to have it in depth. I want to not just be on the edges of it. I don't want to be on the periphery of the Torah. I want to be in the thick of it. But it's hard. It's hard because the mind isn't what it was. Certainly, we're tired. Kilei zikna kol keches hatshuka shel adam mischalshin. We're not as passionate about almost anything. The passion, the exuberance, the excitement isn't there. I can't begin to tell you how awesome it was to see Rav Shmuel Birnbaum. I went three times to Daven Mincha in the Mir in Brooklyn. And Rav Shmuel was already an elderly zaken, Gadol B'Torah. To watch him argue and talk to the younger Bachrim, who could have been his great-grandchildren, to see him going at it and schmoozing and learning with these young Talmidim, I was so inspired by it. He was still with that tshuka that he had when he was a bachur. It was something so inspiring. Al-Kain, Shinaloi. So then, therefore, as a more elderly man, Rebbe said, Hazav, Kaina es HaKesef. In order to get that Kesef, in order to get that desire, the Kisufin, the desire you once had, the passion you once had for Torah and for truth, you're going to have to work on it. It's Zahav. And what is the Zahav in that point in life? V'hu tefillah. Shehispalu l'Hashem shal yidei dvar Torah, o divrei Torah, yavi believe cheshek lo hisafas, o divrei Torah. You have to daven that I should be in learning, I should be in Divrei Torah, I should enjoy them. And that once I have that flavor and that excitement and the ability to understand and in depth take in Torah, I want more. May you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please answer my tefillahs that I should be able to go for more and spend more of my time and be able to concentrate and not be distracted and have all of that which was the yen and the ken of a younger person. So that when we're younger, it's the tshuka that comes that ultimately brings us to the zahav, to the Torah, because we have the passion. And then when we're older, we have to seek out that passion. Hazav kaines hakesef. And the zav at that point is avodas Hashem and tefillah, so that we can regain some of the kesef, some of the desire and passion for Torah and for truth of Torah that we had when we were younger. Imagine a person who has eaten and he's full. He's had his chones, he's had the kugel, with poppers, with everything. If somebody, however, comes up with something, oh, now comes the dessert. There is his stance, it's going to be a pecan ice cream with pecans and hot chocolate and whipped cream. All right. So then, somehow we find room. Somehow the appetite gets re-enlivened. The same can happen for us when it comes to Divrei Torah. That even after it's already, a little bit of a ho-hum, and we don't believe in ourselves anymore, and we don't necessarily say that it's so exciting to hear a shir, or to study the shir, or to open up the Gemara, but if we push ourselves, and again, if we ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us, and we say in our tefillahs, please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chaneinim Yidcha Deh Abinu V'Haskel, or Chachma Abinu V'Das, and then he's going to say, that's what we daven, Zeh She'anu Mispalelin B'chol Yoyim. We ask for this every day, for this tshuka. We're asking for it every morning. V'harevnu Hashem Elokeinu. Make it sweet, meaning desirable. Harevnu Hashem Elokeinu is divrei sarascha b'fina b'fiyas amcha beis Yisrael. That's exactly what that bakasha, what that bracha is. Haynu sheyimtuku lanu hadivrei Torah. Shiyalanu b'chol pam tshuka yoyser aleihem. So we have the tshuka, the desire for them more and more. The ahavas haTorah. That's the explanation of the pasuk in Treyasi and Yoel. Va'achaltam achol v'savoa vilaltam. Hashem Hashem. Achaltam achol v'savoa, that you'll have to eat and you'll eat and you'll be satisfied. So it's a kfeilut halashon, right? It says va'achaltam achol. What else are you going to eat if not achol? It doesn't say ochel. Va'achaltam achol. Both mean to eat. The act of eating is repeated. That's the point. You eat, and if you have now an expanded sense of joy and an expanded sense of desire, you'll take more. Your appetite has been whetted. So this is what this pasuk's referring to. Meira al zeh. It's referring to Divrei Torah. Dal yidei ha'achila yaveh lecha chemda yoyser. You'll have more of a desire. You'll have more of an appetite. But all of this begins with Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is the one with that midah of tshuka. That's the midah of ahava. That tshuka, to say, I want so much. I want so much to feel and see your will in all things and how you want things to be. Everyone should know what everything's purpose is. And then everybody will know you and see you and delight in you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was answered when Yitzchak was a person who was with 100% of his being, with every fiber of his being, dedicated to the will of Hashem, and everybody could see it, and everybody could know it. What do we read later in this week's parsha? In this parsha, indeed, Abimelech comes to him and says, we see, Ra'u Yireinu, G'hoya Hashem Imach. We see who you are. We see what you are. And therefore, we understand that we should seek peace with you and have a bris. Dehina Allah b'neisenu, b'neinu uveinecha, v'nichrusa vris imach. Rashi explains that the reason he says it redundantly, again, Beineinu uveinecha. But first he said, Beinoseinu, and then he repeated, Beineinu uveinecha. He means, it began with Avram Avinu. There was a bris with Avram and Avimelech. We wanted to continue. Because what they saw in Yitzchak was something that was Avram plus. What they saw in Yitzchak was that everything that Avram had wanted and desired, that there be such a person in the world, and that people should recognize godliness, not just in all things, but especially in how people behave, they saw that in Yitzchak. So they said, now we want another bris. And that's what the point of the Torah in that pasuk, I think, is, that the bris was with Avram, based on the godliness of Avram, which was that midas ahava. And now, there's another bris that's going to be made with Yitzchak, because Yitzchak's midah is gvura. And it was witnessed by Avimelech and Fichal Sarzvai, and they said they have to have a bris on that level and with Yitzchak on that level. So we see what the greatness of Avram Avinu was, and that the greatness of Avram Avinu gave rise to and brought about the presence of the Hizgalus of Hashem Yisbarach in the way a person lives, and that person was Yitzchak, and that's the midah of Gvura with which Yitzchak lived. But it's all attributable, and thanks to what was the Midas Ahava that brought Yitzchak about, and brought the Gevura of Yitzchak into the world.